This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Also heard about John Harbaugh talking about improving the defense turnaround. Last three games, Ravens have averaged 13 points allowed, which compared to where they were in the previous few weeks, they were arguably the worst defense in the NFL. Forget about Cincinnati. Forget about Dallas. The Ravens were bad. But since then, they've stemmed the tide. In all fairness, L.A. left a lot of plays on the field. In a loss, the end of the Cooper Rush era, we think, but they've been acceptable to some, not great. I mean, Miami still made plays. I mean, it's not like they're the 2000 Ravens by any stretch of the imagination, but they added a piece yesterday. Trade deadline, by the way, everybody's 4 o'clock this afternoon in the NFL. Draymond Jones comes over from the Titans for a conditional fifth round pick next year. Could be a fourth. Expiring contract, which means if he leaves and signs, they could get a comp pick if he moves on to another destination. But Draymond Jones is a guy, Vinny, that is the Javon Curse? No. But compared to what the Ravens are throwing out there every Sunday, he might be just what this team needs. And Carl Lawson should probably be up this weekend against Minnesota.
Yeah, I think Harb said Lawson would be up. You know, but so... You know what's going to be interesting, Bob, if they bring Lawson up, you know, and Draymond Jones will be on the team. I'm guessing Ajabo gets cut would be probably my guess, something like that. But Draymond Jones, I watched his last three games. I watched last night and this morning. How he is different. Size-wise, Bob, he's probably like Tavius Robinson size-wise. So he's 6'3", 281. So he's a bigger body, you know, because Van Noy and Mike Green, they're like 245. So what does that do? Adds a lot of bulk for the run game. Because what did Tavius Robinson do that they missed? He was really good in the run stuff. He could set the edge. And Draymond Jones, he can do that. I mean, that was the first thing I watched. Because I watched the Chargers game first. You know, and he played extremely well in that one. I did watch Oway, Bob, on that, yeah, too. He had two sacks in three plays. That's what he had. But Draymond plays really good setting the edge, and he can anchor in there to set the edge, and he plays really smart on the end. You know, he'll keep his outside arm, outside leg free. He understands that part, which was not good for the Ravens last week. So he's good there. He's got long arms. He's got 33 3/4 arm length, which is good. So he does a really nice job, and he's got a thick. I mean, he's 281. Looks like on film. I haven't never seen him in person, but he looks like he's got a really thick lower body. Now at the combine, he ran a poor 5.12 and a 31.5 vertical. You know, but he's been playing for 7-8 years, so he looks. He has a really, really good get-off when he lines up to rush the pass. His takeoff is excellent. And he lines up out wide, but it's the same defense. You know, Denard Wilson runs the same defense, or really similar to what the Ravens do. So I really like his outside. He lines up outside. He's 90%, 95% of the time he's in a two-point stance. He gets down every now and then. And you can use him because he did, like you said, Bob, he
early
did
in his
play
career,
early
yeah.
in his career. He played down. So, you know, if need be, he could play over the center or guard rushing the passer type thing, which, you know, wouldn't be bad either. But he's got really quick hands. Rushing the passer, he's got real quick hands. He's got very good balance. I like his balance. I like his takeoff. I like his initial quickness rushing the passer. And his hands, like I said, are real quick. He's got a nice spin move, Bob, back inside. That's how he got one of his sacks that I watched. So he's going to be, right now, he's better than anything they have, which is good for a conditional fifth, which could go to a fourth. I'm guessing it's either on play time, sacks, Ravens getting to the playoffs, something like that, you know, makes it a fourth, which I'm sure the Ravens would happy to see it become a fourth.
So in the last couple of weeks, and I don't know where to put the mic because, you know, I got to talk into it, most importantly, but they brought in Alohi Gilman.
Mm-hmm.
And he has helped the defense and always flashed. It is what it is. He wasn't doing anything for the Ravens. He's helping the Chargers. Good for him. And now you bring in Jones. They signed Carl Lawson yep. as well. But 4 o'clock today, Klass Campbell, for instance, had 2 sacks last night for the Cardinals. But are they going to be inclined to keep things intact, winning at Big D? With Kyler Murray coming back, even though Brissett looks like he gives him a better chance to win. But if they're going to swing for the fences, where are they swinging here? I mean, could there be a blockbuster, not just for the Ravens, is there going to be a big name? Like Logan Wilson, for instance, if you miss this, people, he's going to the Cowboys, was barely playing for the Bengals, who are worse than the Ravens defensively, but hey, have fun with that. Is there going to be a blockbuster trade in the league, and what does Eric try to add before 4 o'clock this afternoon?
Bob, I would love to see them add a D-tackle, just for depth purposes. I like Jenkins, and I like Travis Jones. But other than that, I'm not. They need to get better. And it'd be nice. I mean, if they could find a guy that could rush the passer, too, that would probably cost them a lot more. And I don't know if that kind of guy's out there. But otherwise, just get a big slobber knocker run defender that's got some experience and, you know, and has made some plays. That's what I would like to see. But I think Jones helps him. And Carl Lawson, I mean, that's like adding another piece if he's going to play this week too. So, I mean, you got 2 new guys rushing the passer, which, you know, because, I mean, Bob, the Ravens were, you know, one of the worst sackers in the league. You know, I mean, 31st. They have 11 sacks right now, so it can't get worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.